Saint-Hauteville. And now, today's word.
Today I'm doing part three of my message, Take Bold Steps. I believe that God wants us, each one of us, to be bold for Him. We must do bold things for God. We must believe God for big and mighty things. We must step out of timidity. We must be courageous. We must be all that God wants us to be. You cannot serve God and think small. You cannot serve God and see yourself little. If the Lord God, the creator of the universe, is your God, He's your Father, you have a big God and you have to think big and do big. And you have to be bold to do that. And we're going to look at a man in the Bible who had to learn to act with courage and with strength in the face of massive difficulties in his life. And the man is Joshua. And God spoke to Joshua about how to respond to the challenges facing him. Joshua chapter 1 and verses 5 to 9. This is just before Israel entered the promised land. For 40 years, they've been in the wilderness under the leadership of Moses. Now Moses is gone, Moses is dead. Joshua is the new leader. And Joshua has to go in to do what his mentor, Moses, has not been able to do in 40 years. And God speaks to Joshua and tells him it can be done. I don't know about you, but I believe that God wants to say to somebody, it can be done, and it will be done, and don't belittle yourself. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 5 to 9. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What a charge. In this passage, we see God's charge to Joshua. He spoke to Joshua three times in this passage. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. You would wonder, why would God tell Joshua to be strong and courageous? Because Joshua is a soldier. He's not a civilian like me. He's a soldier who has seen combat and has won victories. So if anything at all, you would trust that a military man who understands fight, who has won some battles in the past, will already be courageous. But God had to tell Joshua over and over and over, be strong and courageous. And so it tells you that sometimes you can be a military man and still not be courageous. Sometimes you may have won some victories in the past and seen the glory of God in the past, but you'll be faced with some challenges and you will be afraid. So although the man has a history of victory, he now is faced with the present and the future of uncertainty. I don't know whether you've been there before, where you know God is good. God has been good to you. You have testimony. But then now you are faced with something and you're not sure what to do. And that's where Joshua was. He has past history with God, but at the present, he is not really sure whether he will succeed. So God speaks to him to be strong and courageous. So let's look at those two charges that God gave to him. The first one, God says, be strong. Be strong. I like that. And when you look at the command or the charge, it is couched in a way that speaks about to grow steadily in might, in power, and strength. The verb that is used is a continuous verb. That means that God is not just saying, be strong for today, but he means be strong today, be strong tomorrow, be strong next week, be strong continuously. So the strength God is talking about here is not just something that happens once in your life and you say forever, I am strong, I am well, I will overcome. But God says you have to do this steadily. You have to increase in strength every day. The reason is simple, because our challenges sometimes escalate. Problems you had 10 years ago may be different from the ones you are facing today. So every time of our lives, we have to be strong. Be strong in a continuous sense. Then the second thing God says is, be courageous. In the Hebrew, that word means to be hardened. Be hard. Don't be soft. Even if you're a woman, be hard. Be focused. Be alert. The image is that of a person who sets his face or her face to a task and is very alert, watching around and not missing anything that is happening around them. So God says to Joshua, if you're going to take this land that Moses only saw but never took, if you're going to do something that your fathers couldn't do, if you're going to defy conventional wisdom, because you know, sometimes you can live in a country and see everybody going down, but if you're going to be the only one going up, if you're going to defy the narrative of Africa, if you're going to defy the narrative of Ghana, if you're going to defy the narrative of the Ghanaian economy, if you're going to live beyond where everybody is, you have to be strong and you have to be courageous. Because many times you have no example of anyone who has done what you want to do except you are the first to do it. Moses didn't enter the promised land and he was a powerful man. Now Joshua wants to do what Moses couldn't do. How are you going to do it? He says you have to be strong. You have to be strong steadily. And you have to be courageous. You have to be hard. Because life will hit you. I don't know about you, but life can hit your chest. And when it hits your chest, you step one back, two back, and you step one forward, two forward again. And you say, hit me again. That is called courage. Because life is going to hit you. Stuff will hit you. Things are going to hit you. You're going to face situations that are difficult. But you have to be strong and you have to be courageous. And when you are strong and courageous, you don't go about complaining about everything. You know, complaining is very easy. How many of you know that? Telling everybody about your problem is the easiest thing. But determining to overcome them, that's the tough one. And if you are not careful, you become part of the complaining bunch. You complain about everything. You complain about how God has treated you, how the devil has treated you, how your friends have treated you, how your enemies have treated you. Yeah. But complaining never gets the job done. Have you ever seen somebody who complains a lot and still achieves a lot? No. If you complain a lot, it's a sign that you have surrendered to the problem. But God says, be strong and be courageous. Somebody say, I'm strong. Oh, please clench your fist and say, I'm strong and I'm courageous. I am strong and I'm courageous. I am not weak. I am hard. That's what the Bible says. Be hard. Be tough. Don't be soft. Everything. Yeah, cry a little, wipe the tears. Be strong. Life is not for the weak. Life is for the strong. If you're weak, somebody is going to have you for lunch. So how is Joshua supposed to be strong and courageous? God gave him the response, and that should be our response too. And there are three things that God says that we must pay attention to in order to respond to the challenge. The first is that we must trust in God's abiding presence in all situations. God says to Joshua, I am with you. I am with you. As simple as that is it. I am with you. As I was with Moses, so am I with you. And that had to be very encouraging to Joshua, because every part of his past history and his past achievement had been accomplished under Moses' leadership. It was under Moses that he got his calling. It was under Moses that he became a soldier. It was under Moses that he fought the Amalekites. It was under Moses that he has done everything. Now Moses is gone. And God says, although Moses is gone, I am here. You have to trust in God's abiding presence. He never leaves. He never forsakes. In the mountain, on the valley, he is God. The strength, the courage of the Christian is because God is with us at all times. He's with us in the floods. He's with us in the fire. He's with us in the valley. He's with us in the mountain. He's with us in the lion's den. And he's with us in the palace of the king. He's with us in the exam room. He's with us at the interview. He's with us when we are young. He's with us when we grow old. He's with us when we are single. He's with us when we are married. He's with us when we have money. He's with us when it's 25th August. Yep. It's not the best of dates. It's not the best. In Ghana, from 22nd, it's not good. It's not a good time of the month. 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Most of you next week, you will smile. But this week, you are not smiling too much. But he is with you on payday and broke day. He is with you when your account is full. He is with you when the account is zero. He's with you when you punch the ATM and punch in your PIN and nothing good comes out. He is with you at all times. And that's our courage, that we never, ever enter life without God. We never face any situation with God turning his back to us. He's with you. And so he says to Joshua, yeah, I was with Moses and he did great things, but I'm with you too. Moses is gone, but I'm here. Your pastor may not be there, but God is there. A prophet may not be there, God is there. You may have no anointing oil in your briefcase, but God is there. God's abiding presence is not based on any human being. It's not based on any instrument. It's not even based on whether you are in the church building or outside of the church building. He is with you wherever you are. You have to trust that God is with you. The second thing we have to trust as our response for God's strength and courage is the transforming power of God's word. That's the key God gave to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Observe to do what is written in it, and then you would learn to have good success and prosper. Joshua had to trust in God's word. He had to understand God's word. He had to meditate in God's word. He had to speak God's word. And he had to do that constantly, day and night. The power of the word of God is our courage. God's word is settled in heaven. God's word brings light out of darkness. God's word turns chaos into order. God's word brings life out of dead things. God's word sets the boundaries of our lives. God's word strengthens the weak. God's word heals the sick. God's word will make you walk on water. God's word will make you move mountains. God's word will turn cowards into warriors. God's word sends us into battle. God's word receives us in victory. And his word in our hearts, his word in our mouth is like a sword. By it we go into battle and we win our battles. God's word is our courage. When you are down, go to the Bible. Read the words of Jesus Christ. If you have a good Bible, it will be in red ink. You cannot miss it. Read the red. Read the red. Read the red. The red letter words of Jesus. Go to Matthew and read what he says. Go to Mark and read what he says. Go to Luke and read what he says. Go to John and read what Jesus says. And all of a sudden, courage will come into your heart. Strength will come into your heart. The word of God is our weapon of war. The word of God, trust in it. Can you imagine? He's going to face people with swords and spears and weapons of war. And God says to Joshua, you're going to overcome them because you're going to take the land. You're going to divide an inheritance of the people. What weapon am I supposed to take? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. God considered his word as more potent than swords and spears. He didn't even tell Joshua, arm yourself. Go and get your battle axe. Go and learn how to war. Train the people for war. He didn't, although all of that was important, that was not his priority. His priority is, if you get my word inside of you, you can deal with every opposition that comes against you. The courage of the Christian is not based on our bravado. It's based on the word of God. The word of God in our hearts and in our minds. And the third thing that God expected from Joshua is to trust in the guarantee of God's grace for every task. He says to Joshua, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life.
Thank you for listening to